Good to see you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our regular meeting of council for March 28th, 2019. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Here.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
And Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Before we begin our business this evening, Vice President Pleshnik is going to share a prayer with us.
Thank you so much, Madam President. I want to start by sharing that St. John the Baptist has always been a very special inspiration to my family. The oldest son is always named John, so I'm John, son of John, son of John. But ultimately, it goes back to St. John. And I personally look at him as the original whistleblower, the lone voice crying in the desert, the man who speaks truth to power regardless of the consequence. And he inspires a lot of what my father and what I have done in our lives. But I actually learned a few years ago that my father is actually not John Pleshnik. His legal name is John the Baptist Pleshnik because his father wanted him to have the protection of the saint, and it was also the name of the church of our little village in Slovenia. So with that affection noted, I'd like to share the prayer, sometimes called the Novena of St. John the Baptist, because I think it would be an inspiration to all of us as we look at the three main stages of the saint's life. O glorious St. John the Baptist, greatest prophet among those born of woman, although you were sanctified in your mother's womb and did lead a most innocent life, nevertheless it was your will to retire into the wilderness, there to devote yourself to the practice of austerity and penance. Obtain for me, from our Lord, the grace to be wholly detached, at least in my heart, from earthly goods, and to practice Christian mortification with interior recollection and with the spirit of holy prayer. O most zealous apostle, who, without working any miracle on others, but solely by the example of your life of penance and the power of your word, did draw after you the multitudes, in order to dispose them to receive the Messiah worthily and to listen to his heavenly doctrine, grant that it may be given unto me, by means of your example of a holy life and the exercise of every good work, to bring many souls to God, but above all to those souls that are enveloped in the darkness of error and ignorance, and are led astray by vice. O martyr invincible, who, for the honor of God and the salvation of souls, did with firmness and constancy withstand the impiety of Herod, even at the cost of your own life, and did rebuke him openly for his wicked and dissolute life, by your prayers obtain for me a heart brave and generous, in order that I may overcome all human respect and openly profess my faith in loyal obedience to the teachings of Jesus Christ. O God, by the commemoration of Blessed John the Baptist, grant unto your people the grace of spiritual joy and direct the minds of all your faithful into the way of everlasting salvation. Amen.
Thank you, John. The first of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of March 14th, 2019.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of March 14th, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of March 14th, 2019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of March 14th, 2019 have been adopted. The next is our mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. The budget and the budget message has been presented to council. I support this balanced budget and encourage council's passage tonight. I support the passage of an ordinance that will allow the surplus vehicles and equipment for sale on the internet auction. All vehicles and equipment being auctioned will appear in the News Herald and on two separate occasions and will be posted at City Hall for any interested parties. I support the passage of the ordinance to approve Rob Gandy as our new fire chief. I'm anxious to have him confirmed so we can move forward with our full-time hiring and upcoming equipment purchases. I received notification today from Willoughby stating that River Road will be closed from 84 to the bottom of the hill by Gully Brook Park from April 1st, that's Monday, to April 30th. Maple Grove Road is the detour during this construction period. I recently delivered my State of the City to our seniors and appreciated their attendance. Their main concern seemed to be about yard waste and the dump that has been recently closed. I look forward to my final State of the Cities that will be delivered at the Rotary Club on April 15th. I'm currently working with Road Superintendent Grubis to attempt to reopen the dump on a limited basis for residents only. Once this is available, an announcement will be made and residents will be notified. It'll be only for brush, no leaves, plastic bags, paper bags, flower pots, or branches over 8 inches thick. It will be manned, and all those who plan to dump there will be completing the form and must show their driver's license. No commercial dumping will be permitted. We are doing this for a service for residents. Basically, what we have to do, the leaves, when they decompose, they go into the creek that is right below there. That's why we can't allow leaves to be dumped there anymore. So once Mark cleans up the rest of the dump, we will open it. Work on the Stratford pump station has begun. The force main underneath Stratford Drive is done. The electricians are next. They'll complete their work, followed by Buckeye pumps. I anticipate that totally to be done by the end of April. Our first meeting of the business advocacy team has been set for Monday, April 1st at 8 o'clock. All interested parties who previously notified me have been notified. Finally, my condolences to the family of David Stewart, who passed away earlier this week. That's all I had.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening?
Madam President, Mr. Mayor, I definitely would like you to share your sense of when you think the brush pile could be reopened. It's definitely a very high priority for our residents, and I know they'd appreciate to have even a rough timeline of when they could anticipate it. We've certainly all asked, and I know you've asked, of the service department to move heaven and earth to make that happen, and it would be nice to be able to go back to our residents and tell them when we can expect it.
As soon as they clean up the dump, they're planning on doing that tomorrow, and they haul the brush and leaves that's there tomorrow. As long as that doesn't break down, maybe by the middle of the month, end of the month.
Middle to the end of the month?
Yes.
And speaking of the end of the month, the last update we got on the police substation was that we were hoping to open it in the shops of Willoughby Hills by the end of the month. Are we on track for that, or do we have a new date?
May 1st is a new date.
May 1st is
yes.
The new date. Is that solid?
It's as solid as I can be.
Do we know why it's been taking longer?
just getting the vendors in there to make all the changes that they need to make, the security and all the implementation of the things to make it happen.
Well, we appreciate your and the police chief's hard work on that, and we're excited to participate in formally opening the station. I think with the smash and grab at CVS and the other issues we've had, it'll be a real reassurance to my neighborhood in particular to see that open.
Yes.
Thank you.
Councilman Feeble, did you have?
Thank you. Mayor, yes, I met with Mr. Grubas this week as well, and we discussed for a bit of time about the brush pile and the challenges that are there. I talked with Republic Services as well to try to get a pinpoint as to what their policy would be, and it's a reminder to the residents that they can put, if there's some twigs or branches, they can put them into their bin if they do have that service. They do allow that if you do have room, so you can dispose of some of those, some of that yard waste that way. I know one of the challenges we talked about was picking up all the dirt and soil that's there and how many loads that's going to take to haul, but I understand there's a few places in our city that that we can use some clean fill dirt, so that's a benefit, and if we can get onto that right away, then we're going to have a good opportunity to move that. But the challenge would be to staff that. To have somebody, you know, checking, because in the past we've had so many problems with people just dumping stuff that really it becomes a problem for our service workers. So, you know, if you want us to have a service meeting to talk about it in more detail, or if you need anything from us on council,
yes, if you would plan a service meeting, that would be appreciated.
We could do that, yeah. All right, great.
Any other questions for the mayor this evening?
One more, and just to highlight the point about Willoughby closing River, the Gully Brook Park will remain open. So people can still use the park, but they'll need to come from, not from Ridge Road, but from south, from our city. So the
right.
Gully Brook Park will remain open.
Any other updates, Dave?
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. Next is our law director's report, Mr. O'Leary.
Thank you, Madam President. I just have a couple of things. I had the pleasure of attending the senior luncheon to hear the mayor speak at the State of the City. In fact, there were a lot of you there. It was nice to get to meet some folks that I hadn't had a chance to meet yet. I thought the questions were really quite informative, and you didn't duck any questions. You did a nice job. And so, anyway, I attended that. At the last council meeting, I did forget to mention that I had attended the Board of Zoning Appeals meeting, and Frank Sahula taught me the ropes on how we do BZA here in Willoughby Hills, and I appreciate that. Yesterday afternoon, I attended the Lake County, Ohio Port Authority and Economic Development Authority Board meeting, and I was amazed at some of the opportunities that we have through the Port Authority for funding, grants, etc. There were a couple of programs that they brought up that I actually talked to Mark Rubis about today. We didn't get a chance to chat about it because I had to leave before I had a chance to chat with the mayor about it, but I've already talked to Mark Rentala, who's the executive director there, about how Willoughby Hills might benefit from some of the dollars that they can offer for things that we need here in the city. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the law director this evening? Thank you, Jim. The next is our finance director's report, Mr. Berkacek.
We currently have the two sets of auditors who started. The local government services started a couple of weeks ago, and the general audit started this last week. So we are working with them, and I would request passage of the budgets tonight in order to meet our March 31st statutory obligation, at the budget as amended.
Thank you. Any questions for the finance director this evening? Thank you. The next is City Engineer's Report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. I would support the passage of Ordinance 2019-23, and 2019-24. These are to award the construction contracts to Neroni and Solar Testing for the Dodd Bank stabilization project. Although these are on first reading, I would request that they get passed today under suspension of the rules. The bank is continuing to erode, so the sooner we can start, the better. And also, we're planning to resurface Dodd Road in the summer, so this project needs to be done before we can do that as well. We did receive the approvals from the Army Corps of Engineers and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources for the bank stabilization project, and that allowed us to submit to the EPA for the final permit that we need. So that's moving along. Today we also received bids on the street striping program, and the low bid appears to be JD Striping at about $51,000, which was under the engineer's estimate of just over $60,000. So that looks good, and we should have an ordinance ready for the next meeting. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for the city engineer this evening?
Madam President? I know that the trees had to be removed at the Dodd Road stabilization site. I talked to the mayor about that, and he said it because of the Indiana bat. the trees needed to be removed by March 31st. It's quite nice now because you can really get a nice view of the river there, but I know the trees probably were helping the situation by removing the trees. Is it made it a little bit even less stable than it was before?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, has our target date been, do we have a better idea of when the target date to start might be?
I didn't bring the schedule with me, but we're still on schedule.
Okay, so as we think end of May, beginning of June, I think that's where we last left off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great, thank you.
Councilman Phoebe?
Just a reminder to residents, as you mentioned, trees being trimmed, that the road superintendent does need to cut branches that are in the right-of-way. As plow trucks and other trucks drive by, they hit those. So if there is some trimming going on in the city, it's only in the right-of-way that's being done. But I wanted to ask the city engineer, did you have any updates on produce packaging and the sewering issues and things that were still left undone yet?
I haven't heard much. I did hear from them yesterday. They requested a letter confirming the zoning approval that was granted, so I prepared that.
Okay.
They said they're working on closing the transaction, so it's moving along.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Our next order of business is committee reports from council. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share about their respective committees?
Madam President, although the Finance Committee has not met between these council meetings, I have been in several meetings with the mayor and the finance director working on this budget, and I want to reiterate both the mayor and Mr. Berkachek's statement that it's critically important we pass the budget tonight, given that we are statutorily obligated to do so by March 31st. It is true that we had less time than normal to review it, but I think that we've come together, worked very hard to thoroughly go over the budget. And as the mayor has stated, it is a balanced budget now for the fourth year running. I think we can be proud of that collectively as a city. We earlier today swore in the second council-appointed member of the Board of Income Tax Review, Keith Martinette, who has just stepped down as the finance director of Kirtland. So he's not only one of our neighbors and residents, but just an eminently qualified person in the area of city finance. And when we remarked to him that we were balancing the budget, reducing the debt, and had a carryover of over $1 million, he essentially commented on what an extraordinary achievement that was. And he's like, you know, I wish my city would do that. And then the mayor and I looked at him and said, well, actually, you live in Willoughby Hills, not Kirtland. He's like, wait, you're right. My city did do that. So it was nice to hear Mr. Martinette comment on what an achievement this budget was, given that he really knows. And I think that we can all be collectively be proud as residents and neighbors, and I would encourage passage of it tonight as well.
Thank you.
Madam President, as we just heard, a service meeting would need to be called. We can discuss the brush pile or any other business. I'll ask my committee members when the best time would be. But if, for example, if you're going to hold a rules and legislation the Monday prior to the next council meeting, that would be an opportunity, or perhaps prior to the next council meeting. So we'll just, I'll let people know via email when the best time would be. We can get everybody together. Thanks.
Any other chairs of the committees? Moving forward, are there any other council representative reports this evening? The next order of business is public portion. This is an opportunity for individuals to come forth. We ask when you do to state your name and your address for the record and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. And I will open public portion at 7:20 p.m.
Hi, Jenna Bing at 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I do understand that the budget needs to be passed. I looked at the budget as from having looked at some things that Mr. Berkachek had given me a few months ago. I mean, it generally looks pretty good. And then here's my problem. It looks pretty good. Everything looks fine. But when anytime I'm looking at accounting things, you look for those things that are just like, what? And there's like $20,000 appropriated to the WHISPER program, which, based on an ordinance, no money is expected to be ever, you're not allowed to spend any money on WHISPER. It's not an active thing right now because of an ordinance that was passed in 2018. So I don't quite understand why anyone would ever propose $20,000, which is like way more than what had been put in other years when I look back at other budgets. So it just is annoying, and it makes me personally question, what are we doing with our money and what little games are going on in our money? I mean, like, why are we doing that kind of thing and proposing something on putting money into a fund that we can't use then for other things? Like, why isn't it just, if we had $20,000 more, why didn't you just dump it in roads? You know, why dump it into an account that we cannot, by ordinance, spend? So that just, I don't have a problem with passing the budget. I'm sure the general budget is fine, but that is annoying. The second part of annoyance is I didn't have anything to look at in a recent way, because even though I know we passed an audit in 2017, and that was, our audits are usually done and put in by July of that year. So July 2018, our 2017 stuff had been audited, and it's not online. So you have a staff, Mr. Berkachek, now, and can't you get somebody to please post the things and get us caught up? Because it's really ridiculous to have to look back to 2016 reports to be able to see what was even in a budget or been spent in a prior year, when I should be able to look at something a little more current. Which brings me to the third point that annoys me, is I don't understand why, when it says, I think in the charter someplace, that you're supposed to report monthly, it's a simple thing. Just give us a summary report of, we spent this amount of money in the top major funds, and this is what we brought in. And then the residents would actually know, oh, this is where my money is going, because it is our money. And that has to be kept aware. Now, the fourth thing is a very minor one, but I also tried to look, because you had told me Willoughby Hills owns a couple of houses that were purchased because there was a need to purchase them and take them off from being used some other way. That's great. So I go on to the Lake County GIS, and I cannot see, we own a little sliver of land someplace, but I cannot see that Willoughby Hills owns a piece of property in the tax records, and it should be on the tax rolls if we own a house that we're getting income from, I would think. And I looked at all the lots around here that I could, because I thought it was near industrial areas or near stuff. So could somebody please tell me, where is the housing that we own? How many do we own? Are they rented? And where's the address? Because I'd like to see how much we spent for them, and I can do that not by looking at our records, which are really hard to look through, but through the Lake County tax records. So if you could, somebody could get me the addresses, I would really appreciate it. Because when I see strange things like $20,000 putting into an account that we aren't going to ever use, I start questioning a whole slew of things. It would probably keep me shut up if you would help kind of move some of these things along and get me information. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenna.
Chris Welsh, 38801 Charlotte Road. So I echo what Pete said. Hired Neroni, they're a great company. The City of Lenners uses them for emergency repairs. They show up when they're supposed to be there. They do a good job. So if you hire them for the Don Road project, it'll be solid work. The brush drop-off, whatever you want to call it, saying it's a dump's a bad idea, because when people say dump, that's what it turned into. It's a dump. And I have firsthand knowledge from somebody that looked at that. The reason it's sitting over there is because all the garbage that's in there is construction debris. Nobody's going to take that. If the city has a chipper, they would be better served picking it up at the houses. Willoughby Hills only has about 2,500 houses. A couple guys with a chipper and a dump truck could handle that. Because you're not dealing with rubbish, you're not dealing with recycling, you really don't have a tree program. So that way, you know it's coming out of Willoughby Hills. If it's something you don't accept because it's a bush, it's a root ball, etc., you leave it, people will get the hint, we don't accept this. If it's a contractor's rubbish or a contractor job and you have knowledge of that, you refuse to pick it up because the contractor has to remove it themselves. And the other thing is, if you have, well, you have to fill out a form or show an ID. Joe Blow, that lives three cities away, is going to get their grandmother or aunt to come in here with their driver's license to dump their stuff. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Anybody else this evening? Mr. Mike.
Hi. Michael Tyler, 2770 Worrell Road. Sorry, I forgot. Madam President, Council members, Director, City Engineer, Mr. Mayor. My daughter just became a part of the workforce this past year. And filing your taxes, I noticed that the federal government, as well as the state government, seems to be giving her money back, and I unfortunately can't say that about our city. I think it's time that we review our 1.5% tax credit, seeing as every other city seems to manage under 2% tax credit. I think that needs to be reviewed now. I'm saying this as a protective father. And secondly, there is still 74 bumps that way and 68 bumps this way on Route 6 between 174 and Worrell Road. And if I could have a timeline, I don't care if it's 2030. Please give me a timeline of when this thing's not going to drive me crazy anymore. If we could have it just taken out individually each, but they're 4 inches high during the winters. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Cheryl Oda, 2960 Markham Boulevard. Since there was no rules and legislation meeting this week, I was wondering if somebody could explain to me Ordinance 2019-25. Thank you.
Anyone else this evening for public portion?
Hello, my name is Frank Stanonik. I'm not a resident of Willoughby Hills. I'm living in Willoughby in the Skylight Inn. I've lived there about at least the last 5 years. Before that, I was a long-term resident of Chesterland. And this gentleman covered a good bit of what I wanted to talk about. It's that portion of Route 6 between Worrell Road and actually a little bit further west, the curve west of River Road. He's counted them, and I mean, he's pretty close. They're like speed bumps. It's a disgrace. And, you know, as soon as you get outside that zone, it's nice and smooth again. And, you know, we ought to give some consideration to the fact that Route 6 is the, you know, the longest highway in the United States. It's said to be a avenue of nostalgic beauty, and except for this 1.5 mile stretch. I hate for Willoughby Hills to take that burden, but I've complained about this before, and there was some small improvement, but it was almost imperceptible. And I don't think it's that big of a job to knock off these speed bumps. And I thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. Mike?
Can I go again?
It doesn't seem like anybody else wants to, so you may.
Michael Tyler, 2770 Worrell Road. By the way, the snow removal this year was fantastic. I just want to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure the service department appreciates
they're,
that.
They're really good this year.
Nancy Kulik is 35475, that's Chardon Road. I was stuck in the elevator at across the street, and the fire department did a wonderful job at opening up. Sims did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Anyone else this evening? All right, I will close public portion at 7:31 p.m. Let's see. Unfinished business. Houses owned by the city mayor. We have a list.
We have one house.
Don't we have two? We have one on Somme, and we have one here on Chardon.
No, there's no house there.
It's just property. Okay.
Somme Center, I don't know the address, but you can get it for you.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's the home that the city owns is on Somme Center. It's on the western side. And
it's
then
about four up from Cleveland Clinic.
Right. And then it's one you can't see because there's so much beautiful hedges that are overgrown in the front of it. The other one is a piece of property that's just a couple doors down from City Hall. That's just property. There's no house on it now. I think the fire department practiced on that one, didn't they?
No, they couldn't.
Okay. All righty. Let's see.
The fire department did practice on the Shell station, though, last week.
So, Mike, Tyler, and Frank, we've had many discussions, and Pete can probably speak to it. Chardon Road is a state road, so there are schedules that we have to follow. We can share information with the state, but the, I don't know, Pete, you can probably, or Mayor can answer better.
Yeah, Mr. Tyler knows we've been communicating with ODOT. They rate the road every year or two. And it is an expensive project. I forget off the top of my head, but we're talking close to $1 million. So we're waiting for ODOT to rate it where they will, you know, provide funding. And I don't remember what the year was that they had planned. But I haven't heard anything since we communicated with them last year.
Madam President? Yeah, Mr. Tyler and I had spoke with ODOT about it, and I believe it was rated a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, 5 to 7, something like that. So it was pretty far away from becoming a priority project for the state. I think that the target amount was, I think, $880,000 was how much it would cost for us to do it ourselves, and I believe that was just resurfacing, and I don't know that that necessarily would take care of the bump issue. Right. It would be much more expensive to really redo the road base to get rid of the bumps, which is really the main problem, because we can just resurface it, but we're going to still have those bumps. So I think that was a lot of the problem, too. I know that we had talked to ODOT about possibly reevaluating the road based on maybe different criteria, I mean, maybe based on their they're not picking up how severe the bumps are based on their normal way of rating the road, but we didn't really get anywhere with that. So unfortunately, I mean, the city isn't in a position to finance that project in a way that would solve the problem. So I think we are a little bit beholden to ODOT to get it together, and maybe with the state's budget and allocating more funds to roads, maybe we can move it up with the state there. And I wanted to touch on the brush pile discussion and what Mr. Welsh discussed. I noticed that all our surrounding communities are doing brush pickup. I got the Kirtland newsletter. Kirtland is doing brush pickup in the middle of April. Highland Heights is doing brush pickup in April. Willoughby is doing brush pickup in April. I think that it's pretty clear that best practices are to go picking up. I think that it's true that I could see that it being a problem, like just like having people use it without being residents, using a drop-off. It would take a lot to police it. I know that we'd probably need to get equipment. I don't know if we're in a position to do it this year, probably not. So we might need a stopgap measure like reopening it for a short time, but I think over time we really need to look at going back to picking it up from the residents. I think that's probably the most efficient, best way to provide that service for our residents, just because it does seem to be the best practices in other communities, especially that have many more, much higher density of homes. So we really wouldn't have as many as a lot of these other communities. But again, it's probably not something we can get done like that.
We can talk about that at a service committee meeting.
That'd be great, yeah.
I got prices on the chipper and the manpower
awesome.
To do that, and we can talk about that. And if it's something you want to do,
yeah,
we can
that's
talk
great.
About it.
Awesome. Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Yes, Madam President, yes, that's what we talked about in detail, and I thought we would talk about it in committee because it gets into detail, but we don't currently own a chipper. So that machine that we had broke some years ago, so we don't currently own one. We'd have to get a chipper, and we talked about all the trucks, and we talked about union wages going door-to-door, and, yeah, it's a long discussion.
Yes.
Madam President, the house that we own on Somme Center is at 2608 Somme Center Road, and the lot is at 35245 Chardon Road.
So, Cheryl Oda, you had a question about Ordinance 25. So this is yearly housekeeping from the city of Willoughby. It has to do with sewage that goes to that direction. So last year, the cost to our city was dropped a little bit based on the studies, and this year it's up a few. It bounces back and forth really only cents. This is something that we get every year. Willoughby does their study. They do the analysis. Because we send things to that city, then we have an adjustment in the cost. So that's what that is about.
Madam President, to the second half of Mr. Tyler's question about our tax credit for the local income tax, this has been an issue I've been concerned with for years. Some cities offer a full credit. Some cities offer a partial credit. And as Mr. Tyler correctly stated, Willoughby Hills has a 2% income tax, but we only offer a 1.5% credit. And that effectively means that if you live in Willoughby Hills, work in another city that also has a 2% or higher income tax, you're going to end up paying a double tax of 0.5%. So you're paying an extra 0.5% of your income, and that could be pretty considerable burden, and it definitely makes our city less attractive to residents. What I would certainly ask as an initial matter is to ask our finance director to cost out what the revenue impact would be if the city did not have that 0.5% credit, because we would want to see what that would impact our budget and how expensive it would be and what changes we would need to make in order to implement it. But I do agree that it's not fair to our residents that they get double taxed. It's something that's bothered me for a long time, and I pay the double tax too. I work in Cleveland. I live in Willoughby Hills, so I'm impacted by it as well. And I think it's something that we really need to have on our radar to address, because when we're charging effectively 0.5% more than other cities, it puts us at a disadvantage. Now, we're not the only city that has a partial credit. Eastlake only provides a partial credit as well. So So we're not the sore thumb is the only city doing it, but just because other cities do it doesn't make it right. And I agree with Mr. Tyler that if it becomes possible, that's something we should address, because it's not fair to double tax someone on their income.
Madam President, I also wanted to respond to Jenna Bing's question, her concern, annoyance with the Whisper Fund. And I can understand why she might be annoyed if you didn't understand that those funds are all donated funds. It's not money coming from the general fund, from taxpayer money. It's money that was donated for the Whisper program, and we can't touch it.
And Madam President. Madam President, that's true, and I think that that line item has always been there's been a carryover over the years, and that's always been budgeted for whatever amount is in the fund and projected to be in the fund, and not necessarily what's going to be spent out of the fund. It's basically more to protect the fund and make it available, but I don't think it's ever been spent down to zero. There's always been a considerable carryover from year to year, so that's accumulated since it began.
Yeah, it hasn't been spent down to zero, and it's accounted for in a special revenue fund, which means that it's legally restricted to the purpose for which it was donated.
Right.
I'm certainly well aware that the fund's currently under suspension, and I mentioned to the mayor that even with the appropriation, they would not be signing any purchase orders authorizing expenditures from that fund until that situation is resolved. In the event that the program would be canceled, Mr. O'Leary could speak to this better, but off the top of my head is that the assets of the fund then would have to be returned to the donors. They could not be diverted to roads or any other purpose.
That's correct. It would have to be returned to the if it's at all possible.
Any other unfinished business?
Yeah, I'd like to add a couple other things. Our last, all of our financial reports through January of this year are online, including all of last year's reports. Our last audited financial report was 2016. The auditors who are here now are currently working on the audits of 2017 and 2018. We have run a biannual audit cycle with the state auditor's office. The rental property is accounted for in account 110-350. 553-51, and that can be seen in the financial reports that are online. Just in terms of for perspective, we budgeted $1,700 for operating expenses for the rental property this year, not including the property taxes that we pay on that property, because we do pay property taxes on that house because it's not used for a governmental purpose, so therefore it doesn't qualify to be tax exempt.
Thank you, Frank.
Also, the Ohio Open Check Book is also current through the end of January.
Thank you. Okay. We will move on to legislation. First one is Ordinance 2019-18.
An ordinance confirming the appointment of and fixing the compensation for the position of chief of the fire department, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
And this will stay on second reading. The next is ordinance number 2019-19.
An ordinance adopting permanent appropriations necessary to maintain city services for the fiscal period beginning January 1st through December 31st of 2019, repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-19 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-19. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, as the finance director shared, the city of Willoughby Hills is obligated under state law to pass its permanent appropriations before March 31st, so it is indeed urgent to pass it at this meeting.
Vicki?
Lenz?
No.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-19 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-19.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt Ordinance 2019-19. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I would just repeat that this budget is an accomplishment for the City of Willoughby Hills. I'm grateful to every member of Council, to the administration. As Chair of Finance, in each year that I've served, we have passed a balanced budget. That's reflected in this ordinance that Council has passed a balanced budget for the fiscal years of 2016, 2017, and 2018. And today we are passing a balanced budget for 2019, and our city will be greatly benefited by the fiscal responsibility that we've come together to provide. It hasn't been easy, and we've had a lot of meetings. I know our finance director is tired, but it's for the greater good of Willoughby Hills. And while no budget is perfect, this budget is a step forward.
Madam President, this is not a million-dollar question, but it's something that just came to my attention recently. I received a letter from the City of Willoughby concerning their pool subsidy. Our city is not subsidizing to the extent that they have been in the past, so residents that are looking to go to the pools for the summer are going to be paying more. And my question is, in last year's budget, we had, and in last year's budget discussions, too, I remember this came up about the idea of the pool, and it was, I believe, proposed by you, Mayor, that we cut it out completely, and Council didn't want to reduce the residents' benefits at that time. And I forget how many people, you said it was a low number of people that were actually taking advantage of the subsidy. But last year's item was $7,600, and this year, with us cutting the subsidy, it's $14,000 that we have set aside for that. And I don't really understand what's going on here.
It was based on the $14,000 is based upon the amount that we actually spent last year. We spent more than the $7,600.
Okay.
Basically, what has happened, Willoughby changed the way in which they bill people. Instead of billing for a whole family, they bill each individual person for the pool pass. So we capped that at a certain amount.
Well, my experience is as an individual, and we're talking about probably a $40 increase for an individual. So, of course, that caught my attention, you know, that we were reducing.
Madam President.
Madam President.
Let Councilwoman Micah finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's basically what I was looking at. And this page from last year's budget with the 76 was, it's the same page as the 14,000. So I guess I don't see how it works that last year we had a number of 7,600, this year 14,000. It just seems like that appropriation has gone up, not based on last year's, but just changed on its own for this year's
It did go up. I mean, last year in the budget we anticipated $7,600 for the Willoughby Pool subsidy. We actually spent more than, I don't have it in front of me, but we actually spent more than the $7,600. The $14,000 I based on what we actually spent. I mean, I did not go through and do a, you don't have time to go through and do a, you know, a detailed analysis. Plus, it's an open-ended program. The amount of the subsidy over the years fluctuates based upon the number of residents who take advantage of it.
So next year we may not see that this $14,000 was spent, or we might have spent more.
Okay. That's right.
Madam President, so I think that what will really help you understand this, Councilwoman, is that Willoughby drastically increase the rates they charge non-residents to access the pool. So I think that it went from maybe $100 per person for non-residents up to like $150 per person. And so when the city pays the subsidy, we pay the difference from a resident, which is $40 to $35, all the way up to the $150. So for every resident who wants to buy a pool pass, we have to pay like $90 if we fully subsidize that pass. And so I think that we're still subsidizing. We're spending more per person. I think we're spending about $75 per person, and that still leaves $75 for each individual to buy a pool pass. So it's really based on Willoughby's non-resident rates, and it's gone up astronomically over the last couple of years. And that's really the difference, and that's why it's so expensive for the city to do it. So
thank you.
We did check into other cities, Mayfield Heights or Mayfield Village and Wycliffe, and they refused to let us in. So,
Madam President, just to follow on, as the finance director explained, the number that we put in the budget is just an estimate of how much we're going to spend. And what we learned was we're actually spending on an annualized basis a lot more than $7,600. So this is just more realistic. We did actually spend about $14,000 last year. And, you know, to sum up what Councilwoman Pigemot said, essentially Willoughby raised the rates. And unfortunately, that's being passed on to residents. So we're still subsidizing as much. In fact, in many cases, we're subsidizing more. We're not cutting that back. We're actually budgeting more money. Unfortunately, because Willoughby's chosen to raise their rates, it's passed on to residents. And I'm always disappointed that Wycliffe won't let us use their pool because it's even nicer than Willoughby's. So, Bob Anselvar, I know you're from Wycliffe. If you could go to that council meeting and tell them that, you know, your friends in Willoughby Hills would really appreciate using the pool, we'd be grateful. So that's your public portion statement for the Wycliffe council meeting. Tell them Councilman Plechnik wants their pool.
Madam President, I'm new on council, and I just am kind of appalled about this 12 days that we had to wait for our budget. I didn't get a chance to review it. I see debit proceeds going from $42,000 to $104,000. I see recreation increases from $116,000 to $130,000. I think a lot of numbers are the same as before and not investigated. I mean, like I say, I'm new on the council, but I really haven't wanted to talk to council about this because it just infuriates me that the recreation department is going from a $52,000 and some odd cent budget to a $102,000 budget. I mean, where are all these numbers being shuffled from? I just don't understand why we're pouring money into things that could be our roads and could be established for our city instead of giving us 60 days that we wanted to look at the budget. We needed that 60 days, and you gave us less than 30 days. And I think it's wrong. I think it's unfair to council and to the people. And I guess that's all I have to say, but I'm very disappointed in Mr. Berkachek.
Actually, I'll just weigh in a little bit on Councilwoman Lenz, and this is a fact, it's not an opinion. It's a violation of the charter. We were to have the budget 30 days before it was due to the county. And if you read the High Revised Code, anybody that violates the charter is supposed to relinquish their position. So there's responsibility both on the finance director and the mayor. This is done every year. It's an Excel spreadsheet. I think Mr. Berkachek's been our finance director for how many years, Frank? 12? I don't know. A long time. Not one. And to Vice President Plechnik's point, I think individuals on council have worked very hard. Questions have been asked. And we have made every attempt to continue to work together so that we could pass the balanced budget, which we are appreciative of. One other question, though, to Mr. Berkachek. If we budgeted how much last year for the pool? I hate to beat it. 7,600 for the pool last year, and you said you upped it to 14,000 this year because we spent more. How did you give out more money for pool passes without an amendment to the budget?
Because it was within the total appropriation of the recreation fund. There were underspendings in other areas.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam President, if I could follow on, I certainly agree with Councilwoman Lenz that this is a very large, long document, and that 30 days, in my view, is not enough for a body of seven to give the type of review it should, along with input from the public. That's all our charter provides. We weren't even given that, so I certainly understand any council person who feels as though they had insufficient time, because the founding mothers and fathers of Willoughby Hills said at a bare minimum you should have 30 days, and we weren't given it. But you have to make the best of a bad situation. State law requires us to pass a budget. If we don't, the city shuts down. And so I have to say I am grateful to everyone who put in the long hours, the late nights to make this happen. There is a fundamental question I think the Councilwoman Lenz asked, though, as to the substance of the budget. And it's certainly true that Willoughby Hills, like any city, has the majority of its spending on salaries and wages. That's the case for virtually every municipality in the state of Ohio. So when you ask why did the budget increase in the recreation department, the answer is pretty similar to why the budget went up in virtually every category. It's because wages and expenses went up. And those increases are not something that council voted on. Those increases are a function of the union contract that came into effect on its own in most cases. There are some wages and salaries that we control, which are the non-union salaries. We're still working on those increases or not this year. That's an issue that's in personnel relations and finance. But the union contracts that were passed, those raises happen automatically. But also the union contract that was adopted by FIAT, those increases happen automatically. As a member of personnel relations, as a past chair, I've expressed that some of these contracts, and in particular the administrative, the secretary union contract, was too expensive. I've said that many times.
$30,000 increase in recreation. Who's it going to? What's it going for? There should be like a 5% increase for donuts and help. I'm sorry. It aggravates me very much. And I know I'm new on this. I might be wrong. I might be telling you guys the whole wrong situation. But you can't pass $30,000 to recreation. Well, what are they going to do with it? Who are they going to pay? Who? Gloria has a salary. The people on recreation were all volunteer. The donuts cost maybe a 3% increase. Why is this being put up? And it's not just recreation. It's other departments, too. So you're just kicking it up like $30,000 here, $30,000 there, and everything's hunky-dory. And I don't think that we should sit here and be cheesy and say, oh, let's pass the budget because we should all get along. My opinion.
Madam President, I don't disagree with Councilwoman Lenz. We shouldn't just pass anything or vote for anything to all get along. I do want to share your concern. The problem is when we budget, we have to budget for what the city is legally required to pay. And we are legally required to pay the salaries and the raises and the bonuses and the stipends and the uniform allowances and the longevity pay. I could go on, but I'm boring you at this point, that are required by the contracts we're subject to. And if
someone doesn't use those uniforms, do they get the kickback from the money that they're allotted?
Well, Councilwoman Lenz, the union contract provides for a cash uniform allowance if you're talking about the secretary's union in particular. So they're given cash. They're not to my knowledge,
money.
Audited. Yeah.
More money.
And I'm not going to disagree with you. When I looked at this contract on personnel relations, I voted no with the committee, which voted unanimously no, but it came into effect by operation of law. And so this budget isn't a relitigation of that. We have to budget the money that the city is legally obligated to pay. But I absolutely agree that that contract was too much, too expensive, and you know, residents, unfortunately, are paying the price for that. We've heard Mr. McKenna speak about how expensive these costs are in the salaries, and every time he gets up and says it, I agree with him. It's too much. The Personnel Relations Committee, which is mostly volunteers, residents, have said the same thing. It's not just the opinion of council. It's the opinion of Personnel Relations. It's the opinion of virtually everyone that that contract was remarkable. And you're right. It plays into the whole budget because there are administrative employees in almost every department. So some things we can control in this budget, but some things we can't. And the city has to meet its legal obligations. But when these contracts come up again, I certainly am not going to be in favor of spending this kind of money. In the real world, when times are tough and you're balancing the budget by $1,000, maybe $2,000 at a time, you do not give 9% raises longevity pay.
No, it's more than that. And what happens that when there's another hole on Chardon Road or something that we need to repave and we can't afford it because we allowed too much extra money in the budget? I'm sorry. I'm very upset. I'm just very disappointed.
Well, Councilwoman Lenz, we appreciate your concern and voicing those concerns, and that's a lot of important points. So there was always, as I think a former law director once said here at the DS, you can always amend the budget after it's been passed. So, all right, we do have a motion on the table, and it is to adopt Ordinance 2019-19. Vicki, please call the roll.
Lenz.
No.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-19 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2019-20.
An ordinance to declare city vehicles and or equipment as surplus property and granting an authorization to sell said surplus vehicles and equipment on the open market upon such terms and at such prices as are deemed most advantageous to the city of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
So, just 1 second, Councilman Fiebig. So, this one and the next one are both surplus vehicles from the city, from the service department and also the police department. And the sooner that we adopt these, then the sooner that they can be put on the website or wherever so that they can be bring back revenue back to the city. Councilman Fiebig.
With that being said, I'd move to waive the three-reading rule for 2019-20.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three-reading rule on 2019-20. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-20 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt Ordinance 2019-20.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive to adopt Ordinance 2019-20. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, who wants to buy a 2008 Dodge Durango? Mileage only $73,332. Estimated value $3,000.
Councilwoman Micah?
I will save it for the next ordinance. Thank you.
Any other discussion on adopting 2019-20?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-20 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2019-21.
Madam President.
Vicki needs to read the caption first.
Sorry.
Sorry. An ordinance to declare city vehicles and or equipment as surplus property and granting authorization to sell said surplus vehicles and equipment on the open market upon such terms and at such at such prices as are deemed most advantageous to the city of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2019-21.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-21. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, just as you said, this is about getting these generators and detractor up for sale to get the revenue for the city as soon as we can.
Madam President, this was also part of a discussion I had about cleaning up the yard and getting rid of some old surplus equipment that we have that's obsolete.
Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Lechnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-21 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-21.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance 2019-21. Is there any discussion on the motion? Councilwoman Micah.
Madam President, thank you. Just a quick question about the 79 Ford tractor. Just for the sake of clarity, I saw two different emails come through about it, and one said the value was $2,500. The other said the value was $6,000, and somewhere in there it said minimum bid $6,000. So I'm just wondering, for the sake of clarity, how this works. We have estimated value on here, but then is the minimum bid something different?
That came from Mark.
Madam President.
Wait there.
I'll have to check, but it's a 40-year-old tractor.
So are we correct in assuming, for the sake of this ordinance, that the estimated value would be the same as the minimum bid, or is this a separate issue?
It's a separate issue.
And that'll be marked online. When someone goes online, they'll see what both the value and the bid is? No, that's a different amount yet.
The minimum bid is listed under Section F as $1,100. That's the minimum bid. When we estimate the value, that's a guess. It could be more. It might be a little less.
And right, but for ordinance purposes, we have to have a minimum bid.
Which is in here at $1,100.
Right, and in the email, there was a minimum bid, $6,000 on this tractor. That's why I'm even asking the question.
I'd be surprised if that tractor was worth $6,000. But you never know.
It's gold.
Well, they never die, those old tractors.
No, who wants a tractor?
No. Any other discussion on that, or do we?
Discussion?
That was discussion before the vote.
Okay.
It's,
yeah. All right. This is to adopt?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's to adopt.
Okay.
Vicki's thinking that maybe she wants to double check that maybe that in her putting the numbers in that.
I don't know. I didn't see six. That's why.
I think they were emails from Mark Rubis is what I'm referring to. I'm pretty sure when they were brought up to attention to prepare with the request to prepare the ordinance. Just.
Okay. Well, it will be what it will be. It will go out for bid, and we will accept it, and the tractor will go away. So, all right. Then, Vicki, call it.
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, I see. I see where she saw it. They were in your...
In the memos?
Your mayor's memo. From Gerbis said 6,000, and then... again, this was from the mayor. That was 2005. I see. But I went with the mayor's. This should say mayor, not Mark. This was a goof. This is. Okay. It's not six. I went with the correct. Okay.
All right. Okay. Then, Vicki, call the roll, please.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ordinance 2019-21 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2019-22.
An ordinance authorizing or directing the mayor of the city of Willoughby Hills to participate in Ohio Department of Transportation's ODOT road salt contracts awarded in 2019 in accordance with Ohio Revised Code 5513.01b and declaring an emergency.
Salt.
Madam President.
Councilman Pisma.
Is there any, maybe the city engineer or the mayor could advise if this is something that we need to waive the three reading rule for? Is there any good reason to hurry this up?
Yes, we have to get this into ODOT before the end of the, I think, middle of the month.
April. But, I think it was April.
Okay.
April.
Then.
So it's mandatory that we pass it now.
Okay. Madam President. Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-22.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three reading rule on 2019-22. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-22 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-22.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo, a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance number 2019-22. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-22 has been adopted. The next two, the city engineer spoke to in his report about moving forward with these ordinances because of the Dodd Road project. So the first one is 2019-23.
An ordinance to accept the bid provided by Neroni & Sons, Inc. to provide construction services specifically required for the Dodd Road Bank Stabilization Project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to waive three readings of Ordinance 2019-23.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance 2019-23. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Madam President, is this the only bid that we got?
No, we received three bids.
Three bids?
Yeah.
Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on Ordinance 2019-23 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Motion to adopt 2019-23.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Ordinance 2019-23. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-23 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance number 2019-24.
An ordinance to accept the bid provided by Solar Testing Laboratories, Inc. to provide testing and inspection services for the Dodd Road Bank Stabilization Project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-24.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plushnik to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-24. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-24 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-24.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plushnik to adopt ordinance 2019-24. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lechnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-24 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2019-25.
An ordinance amending Part 9, Streets, Utilities, and Public Services Code, Title 3, Utilities, Chapter 925, Sewerage System Regulations, Section 925.06, Fees, Subsection C of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and repealing any and all conflicting legislation.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick?
I believe that Ms. Oda actually asked us about the meaning of Ordinance Number 2019-25, and just by way of a simple explanation, some of our water discharges into the city of Willoughby and the Willoughby East Lake Water Pollution Control Center, and so to utilize their services, we have to essentially play by their rules, and when they update their rules, we have to update ours. So these changes are essentially mandated by the city of Willoughby and the Willoughby East Lake Water Pollution Control Center, and we're just updating our laws to comply with theirs.
Madam President? If anyone knows the answer, I don't see anything particular regarding the timeliness of this. So.
There is no time limit, but we've done it in the past. It's just things that we do every year. It's and Willoughby appreciates when we adopt it, and so it's on the books that we're in compliance.
Just, Madam President, just by way of reference, it's just a tiny portion of the city that their sewers tie into Willoughby. Most of the sewers tie into Euclid, of the houses that do have sewers or businesses or other properties.
Madam President, in the whereas of this ordinance, it says that on March 19th, 2019, the city of Willoughby has adopted their ordinance amending the surcharge for, they call it extra strength waste. Therefore, surrounding communities who discharge into the plant must update their sewer use ordinances accordingly. So if we want to be timely with what they just did a week ago, then it's incumbent upon us to pass it also without delay.
Madam President?
Yes.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-25.
Second.
No, John did a discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-25. Any further discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-25 has been waived.
Madam President?
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-25.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2019-25. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-25 has been adopted. The next is new business. Is there any new business to come forth to council? For the good of the order? For the good of the community?
Madam President?
Mr. President Plushnick?
Since Governor Mike Tyler is here, I do want to congratulate him on a successful term. I was privileged to attend his convention in Canton, and all of Northeast Ohio Lions came out to honor him for his hard work and public service. We're also very graced to have many other members of the Lions Club with us here tonight, sitting at the dais and in the crowd. And I want to thank everyone in the community who works through Lions. You are, as Helen Keller said, Knights of the Blind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
At last night's Central Committee meeting for the Republican Party, they selected a person to fill the vacancy left by the Republican County Auditor, Ed Zupancic, who had to vacate the position due to some health reasons. So our hearts and prayers go to him and his family for a speedy recovery and for best wishes. And we welcome Christopher Galloway, who is a Concord Township trustee, to be the new county auditor to fill the remaining term. He will need to run in the 2020 election and then again in 2022 should he prevail. So I just wanted to make mention of that. Some of us were there last night. The meeting went very long. There were five very qualified candidates, and it was a difficult choice, but we welcome the new county auditor, Galloway. Also in our mailboxes, we saw a letter of commendation to Officer Corey Planasek regarding Anthony Mino for outstanding duty performed on January 22nd and his patrol practices. So we do want to acknowledge that. The search of and seizure of 10 grams of heroin and fentanyl, drug paraphernalia, and $3,600. So again, commending Officer Mino for his outstanding work by Chief Collins was in our mailboxes today. Wanted to share that with everyone.
Madam President.
Councilman Hill.
Once again, the extravaganza is April 13th, so if you haven't already marked your calendars for that, please do so. It should be a lot of fun. It always is. It's well attended, and certainly suggest that you mark your calendars for that, as well as remembering that anyone who is planning on signing up their child for Willoughby Sports for baseball, softball, those registrations are taking place now. They're going to be wrapping up very soon because the season will be starting before you know it. So if you are were thinking about doing that, please contact the Recreation Department as soon as possible. And also, I think there may be even some team sponsorships potentially available, too. So if you're looking to sponsor one of the teams, certainly let them know about that. And I feel like there's one other thing. Oh, and then, of course, just in general, if anybody out there is thinking about having an event this year and they don't have a venue yet, please consider the Willoughby Hills Community Center. Thank you.
Madam President, and just with the extravaganza, you have to sign up in advance to go. Isn't that correct? It's egghills.com. Is that right?
Certainly would be helpful.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to turn anybody away.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I just saw that. I'm like, I better sign up.
Yeah. It would help us to know how many are coming.
Great.
Madam President, so Councilwoman Pijamo was saying that extra people are welcome.
I think that was Councilman Hallam who said that.
No, I did not say that. Was Councilman Plechnik that said that.
I don't want to egg anyone on, but.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Peasbone and a second from Vice President Plechnik to adjourn the meeting. There is no discussion on adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Peasmo.
Yes.
Plechnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned at 8:20 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody is